Land Development and Leasing Corporation. They bought it. They leased it to another phony company called the United Churches of Florida, which was a cover for the fact that it was really Scientology doing it, but they didn't want it known. And it blew up. But anyway, it's a long story. I mean, this is like a two-hour story. But that's an example. Hubbard's orders. Hubbard had to, there's telexes and all that that are public on the internet that you can see, where the Garney's office was getting Hubbard's approval for the amount of money to buy the Fort Harrison. And all this time where he was, oh no, he's off on a ship, he's doing further research into BDs or something, he's really running Scientology. And he always did, you know, when he was coherent. And then the Scavvies did after him. But that's an example. And other examples are, for a year, orders from him every single week when I was on Watchdog Committee, you know, investigating how non-Hubbard writings got into Scientology, how when you went into a Scientology organization like that one, and there's a book that Hubbard didn't write. He wanted to know, and he had people blown out of the water. He created the International Finance Police that literally extorted and beat people. And there's, if you doubt that, you can go on the internet, do a Google search for Don Larson from a BBC show. There's about a 4-minute clip where he admits he used to extort people and how Miscavige would attack someone and threw him into this and blah, 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 and understand what it was really like. But those people have since been gagged or it's been hidden away in its old cases. And now, and, you know, there's a handful of people who are now pointing out this kind of stuff, except now Anonymous has come up and suddenly these guys got some serious computer savvy, because overnight you can see a site with all kinds of links to this stuff that has been buried for years, and I think it's you know, exposing things to the light of day, you know. Sunshine disinfects.
At the same time, Ron Hubbard's niece just recently spoke out against Scientology.
No, that was David Miscavige's niece.
Oh, that was David. Oh,
Hubbard's long dead. Jenna is David's brother, Ronnie Miscavige, and his wife, Biddy. Their daughter, Jenna, is the one who just spoke out and said what a liar David, what organized Scientology was about this connection.
Yeah.
That's who that was. And anyway, David is the one who runs Scientology.
Yeah.
He like totally, completely has an iron grip on it and runs it, although he's lied about it tremendously.
I have one last question. What do you think is the best thing you can get out of it today? Do you think that the people that are already in it are too far gone? What do you think is the best possible outcome?
The best possible outcome of this is, like, nothing's going to happen tomorrow. I can tell you right now, despite what some people aren't familiar with.